a CBC News investigation paints a disturbing picture of academic integrity. Now, experts say there's a thriving business of custom-written essays. They often go undetected by university professors and their software designed to catch the cheaters. CBC's Nick Boisvert is our lead reporter on this story, and he joins us now in studio. So, Nick, let's talk about what you've been able to find out. How fast and how easy is it to get one of these custom-made essays?
Yeah, well, Natasha, according to the ads and flyers that you see sort of posted all over campuses around this time of year, it's very easy to get one of these. We tried to test that out and found out that it actually is pretty easy to get one of these. This is the paper that we ordered. It is an 8-page third-year nursing paper from Ryerson University here in Toronto. We ordered it through a company here in the city a little over a week ago. We got it back just a few days ago. The company guarantees that its papers are written by people who have graduate-level degrees in their relevant disciplines, PhDs in some cases. They say that the papers are just for research purposes. That's the way they describe it. We sent a couple of our producers in with some hidden cameras to find out a little more. Here's what they found out.
So when you get the paper, you have to use it for its intended purposes. You cannot submit it as your own.
Okay, I was going to ask, like, what does that mean, like, for research?
It means that you take the paper and you rewrite it to your own words. All the sources are there, the writer has done all the paraphrasing, so you just take it and paraphrase it into your own words. That eliminates all any issues with plagiarism.
So according to colleges and universities, that is obviously classified as plagiarism, despite what the company says. It's not in the traditional sense of sort of copying and pasting something. So again, those software programs, things like Turnitin that lots of schools use, don't pick this kind of thing up. And it is something that the schools say they're increasingly worried about right now.
So what's the plan to stop all this cheating?
Well, it's sort of a very multi-prong effort that they're undertaking right now. It's really hard to detect this kind of thing because, like, this paper I'm holding here, we ordered this new. This did not exist in the world until now, so there's nothing that can detect that this is something that was plagiarized, maybe if you knew the student really well. We took it to a couple of nursing professors, one including the director of the school, to have them look at it. They were pretty startled by the quality and how real it seemed.
It was very disturbing to me because I would expect to see this paper.
Yeah.
It's an okay paper that one might see. Mm-hmm. And now I feel really suspicious about other papers.
And this paper.
So we got to mention, of course, that this type of service is something that has been around for a long time, but the experts in the field are really focusing in on this right now because they say the businesses seem to be really thriving right now. You see the ads, and there's a bit more of a focus right now in figuring out exactly how these companies are operating. We also need to find out a lot more, they say, about how many students are using these. Right now, it's all self-reported numbers. That suggests that maybe about 5% higher, maybe than 5% of students have admitted to using these types of services. And there's also a call to maybe make them illegal here in Canada. That's not the case right now. These businesses are allowed to operate. Other countries like New Zealand, Australia, some U.S. states have introduced legislation to crack down on them. There's people that want to see that happen here in Canada, but for now, you can buy one of these totally legally, and the companies are free to operate.
Wow, so fascinating. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you.
CBC's Nick Boisvert joining us in studio.